Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you fast-paced, exclusive interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a real difference in our communities. It's homecoming, baby! Eagle Pride! Okay. Y'all, it's difficult to contain my excitement for this special episode. Today, I am turning the spotlight on my beloved alma mater, my HBCU, North Carolina Central University, and the homecoming spirit that brings us all together, undergrad, graduates, alumni, friends, and families. To be honest, even other HBCUs, since everyone knows that NCCU provides the ultimate homecoming experience, it is my honor to introduce the president of the NCCU Alumni Association, Nikki Davis Green. Nikki, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tamika, and happy homecoming.
Yes.
I am so excited to be here and I am so thrilled and grateful that you've given us this platform to highlight homecoming and talk with you today.
Yes, it is such a honor, Miss Nikki, to even have you here and to be here to be able to do this in representation of our alma mater. Let's begin by getting to know you a little bit. Could you please share with our listeners who you are, where you're from, and what your journey has been that led you to become president of the NCCU Alumni Association?
How much time you have? It's been a journey for sure. I am a proud 1998 graduate of the NCCU School of Business, first and foremost. I am also a product of Eagle Love. Both of my parents went to North Carolina Central, class of 1974. They met on the steps of Eagleson Hall in 1970. So I often say that North Carolina Central truly is the reason why I am here. So I like to say that I bleed maroon and gray. I am also a proud Eagle mama, and I have a student who is a junior at North Carolina Central. So Listen, North Carolina Central University definitely is in my blood and in my heart. So the journey that got me there, I was an alumni and chancellor scholar at North Carolina Central University, and alumni helped me throughout my journey at NCCU. Alumni professors, alumni that were in the community, alumni friends of our family, classmates of my mom and dad, friends of my grandparents. And so I had a lot of great alumni role models. So It was a natural progression to stay involved with the NCCU Alumni Association even after I graduated. And so I actually spent some time in the Atlanta chapter as well. We lived in Atlanta for 8 years.
Okay.
So I did some roles in the Atlanta chapter. So yeah, shout out to the Atlanta chapter for sure. And also did some national roles. I was the membership chair several years ago, community service chair. And then I spent the last 4 years being the president of the Charlotte chapter once I moved back home to Charlotte, North Carolina. And that kind of was a natural progression into national leadership. And that's kind of how I got to where I am today. I come from a family of servant leaders. And so giving back is what I've always known. And so I've kind of just gone from one role to the next, doing a little bit more. Right. So that's kind of how I got here.
You are absolutely the epitome of the core of NCCU, from history to future to now, and I just love it for you. It's so inspiring, Miss Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Your path truly reflects Eagle Pride in action. Now that you are at the helm of the National Association, what were the key motivations or vision you brought into your presidency? What led you to say, yes, I'll serve in this capacity?
Children learn what they live, I always say. And I was literally raised on the campus of HBCUs with my mother's brothers and sisters being college presidents and provosts and vice presidents of student affairs. And so I have watched how they served and I've watched how they have engaged at HBCU campuses. And so that's what I've always known and that's what I know to do. And so I think my key motivators are the fact that I know that NCCU is such a phenomenal institution. It is Eagle excellence in action every day, and I want the same experience for these students now that I had when I was a student, and also to preserve our legacy.
Yes.
You know, we all know how great NCCU is. We want our, you know, current and future students to know how great NCCU is.
Yes.
And to just project us onto not only USA-wide, but global stage.
Yes.
And so I think that's what leads me to serve, is just making sure that we are truly an institution where our alumni are giving back, yes, and helping our students, you know, produce and excel and be, you know, Eagle excellence as well. And so that's my motivation every day. Our students and our current Eagles are really my motivation to, yes, to make sure that we create and preserve a legacy of Eagle excellence at NCCU.
Yes, yes, Miss Nikki. Oh my goodness. You are giving us so much depth into why we do what we do on the campus of North Carolina Central University, off the campus of NCCU, as alumni, as graduates, and those that, you know, appreciate us.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
With homecoming 2025 approaching, many of us in the Eagle family are excited about what's ahead. Could you walk us through what the official happenings of the NCCU Alumni Association are for this homecoming? What major events, themes, or initiatives should alumni and friends know about?
Absolutely. So I'm excited about our homecoming this year. So 2025 marks 100 years, Tamika, of the NCCU Alumni Association. So we are celebrating 100 years, yes, of Eagle excellence with the Alumni Association this year. So of course we want to have a focus on culture and tradition, but also keeping our focus on service. So yes, on Thursday, October 23rd, we want to welcome you home. We want you to come out and join us at the Sheraton. You will get a chance to meet the executive NCCU AA leadership. We'll all be around to meet and greet. We're going to have some giveaways. We also have some great membership prizes that'll be going on. But we just want you to come out, welcome you home, and get the weekend started right with us. We've got DJ Remy. He's a classmate of mine from the great 98, as I call it. And so he's going to be providing the vibe for us over at the Sheraton. We've got inside, we've got outside on the patio.
Okay.
So just come and come through and hang out and meet your executive leaders and find out more about the Alumni Association and why you should be involved. And then on Saturday after the game, we've got two opportunities for you to hang out with us. We've got the old school party with Travis Gales, who I know you know very well,
yes,
from WNCU, our very own radio station. Travis Gales is a legend around NCCU, and he's going to be providing the sounds for the old school party from 7 to 11. And then we've got the homecoming staple 1040 break late night edition.
Late night, y'all.
That's going to be going on. Yes, that will be from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So if you can still hang from 10 to 2, we've got the 1040 break late night edition. And for that party, we've got DJ Cleve.
Okay.
So DJ Cleve has been with us before, and yep, he always keeps the party going. Also right there at Host Hotel, which is the Sheraton. So those are the official Alumni Association events. Remember that those events actually benefit your Alumni Association, which ultimately benefits scholarships and programming for our students and alumni. But then also, you know, we would not be where we are without our motto of truth and service. And so we're also giving you opportunities to serve this weekend. So we've got two initiatives going on. One with the Campus Pantry at NCCU, which is a vital resource for a lot of our students and our faculty. And also we've got the tie drive that was going to benefit the Men's Achievement Center. So we're asking people to donate new ties to the Men's Achievement Center through the Clutch Closet there in the Career Professional Development Center in the Student Union, or you can send them in. If you're not coming to homecoming, you can mail them to Jada's Menswear in Durham, mm-hmm, and they will get those to the young men that need them. And then as far as the Campus Pantry, we have links that you can purchase through Amazon, or if you're coming on campus, we're asking you to bring non-perishable food items to the Campus Pantry that we can donate, and those will be a resource for our students once we're gone.
Okay, I just had the president of the NCCU Alumni Association give you the official homecoming 2025 rundown. We are celebrating 100 years of excellence. Make sure that you attend, be a part, come out, because we want you there. We want to see you. We want to reminisce. We want to make new memories, and we're excited about it, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're excited. I cannot wait for this year's homecoming. I never miss a homecoming. I had a quick chat with the Chancellor on her podcast recently, and I told her a little known Black history fact about me is that I've only missed 3 homecomings since I graduated.
Wow.
Both my kids were born in October, and so I couldn't come those years, of course. And
right,
then 1 year I had the flu real bad.
Oh,
other
man.
Than that, I have been at homecoming every year. It is one of my favorite times. And so, yes, So excited. Cannot wait.
I thank you so much for sharing that. October, you see, you done had the kids. You done had them babies doing homecoming.
Yes.
Now, I know they can't miss none. Now, they done made you miss two altogether. Yes. They can't miss none, and okay?
Listen, even as little babies, I believe in train up a child in the way he should go. And so even as little ones, I would bring them back to homecoming with me. My mom would come as well. She'd keep them up in the stands while I ran around and did whatever duties I was doing. That's and right. Then she'd keep them in the hotel in the evening. So my kids have come up going to NCCU homecoming. I believe in training up a child.
I hope the same thing for my son. I feel inspired, okay?
Yes, yes.
I also want to thank you for your voice in supporting the King Radio Station's efforts in driving increased membership through my special feature here on The King, which airs every Saturday in the month of October, the Homecoming On Air Mix NCCU Edition. This special feature was all about celebrating the culture, the music, the memories of the yard, and amplifying that Eagle spirit through the school's marching band, NCCU Sound Machine, which you all can replay anytime via 105theking.com. is listed in our podcast under the music tab on the website. I must ask you, Ms. Nikki, how do you see this type of alumni-led initiative in music, culture, nostalgia fitting into the broader alumni work and message of the association?
Listen, one of our key mottos that I've always used with the Alumni Association is to connect, engage, and serve. Girl, this mix, number one, is fire. I will tell you that. The mix goes hard, and that is such a way of connection. Because music and the music that we've listened to, that is what connects us across generations.
Yeah.
And so it's such a way to get everybody back in the homecoming spirit, because when you have a mix like what you have put together, you listen to it and you go, okay, yeah, this was my era in the 90s, but also there's a few hits from the 70s and 80s that were my jam. Mm-hmm. They were my parents' jam, but they're still our jam, right. You know? And so as I was listening to your mix and sending it out to my friends, I'm like, we starting with Follow Me, then you hit the Sardines, but then you can also go back to, you know, September, which is what, the Gap Band, somebody, whoever. But my point is
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, right. See, thank you for getting me together.
Yes.
But my point is, we can all listen to that and think about, this is the party, this is the cookout music, this is the tailgate music, and that is what connects us.
Yes.
And that is so critical to HBCU culture and engagement. It brings you back to a time, makes you remember the good old days on the yard, and that is what starts to make you reminisce and want to be connected again. And then when we want to be connected again, then we start thinking about ways we can serve, ways
That's
we
right.
can get engaged. We need to join the Alumni Association. We need to give a little bit back to the band so that the future generations can, you know, play better than we did when we were there. So yes, the music is such a way to connect us all. And I just thank you for the mix that you have produced and even your vision in doing that to kind of give us a little bit of a homecoming kickoff. I'm sharing it far and wide.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was such a joy. I found that if people could just, you know, recollect all of the memories that they had, especially those that are connected to particular songs. I know a lot of Greek have their own songs. So I think yes. that is awesome. You all can still submit your music to me at yourbeautyentertainer@gmail.com. So that way I can be ready for next year's edition. Okay. Cause I'm gonna keep this one going.
Absolutely. I think this is a great tradition to start for us, Tamika Nicole. I think you can continue this one for years to come.
I love it. Before we wrap up, any final message you like to share with the Eagle family around Homecoming 2025, or some key things you like listeners to remember, especially when it comes to Alumni Association and their membership?
Absolutely. What I'm encouraging all of our Eagle family to do is this year, I want you to be all in. The Alumni Association has an all-in campaign going on where you can pay $100. That takes care of your national dues. It takes care of your local dues, and it also provides a gift to the university. So you're all in. You've taken care of everything with one payment. It's a way for you to get engaged and stay involved with not only the Alumni Association, but make sure you start to connect to the university, giving back. One thing that people don't know is that when the rankings that have come out about the universities, when they do the top HBCUs or the top colleges, also when partners look at whether or not they're going to partner with a school and provide perks, discounts. They don't always look at how much we're giving back. They look at whether or not we're giving back. Mm. So 50 people giving a dollar is much better than one person giving $50 because they want the numbers of engagement.
That's right.
How many of our alumni are giving back? It's not how much you give. It's simply that you give. So I am encouraging all of you, be all in this year. Show your eagle pride. We say our eagle pride is amplified, but we need to amplify it in so many different ways. Not only giving of our treasure, but also of our time and talent. Find out how you can give back on campus through being a mentor. Find out how you can encourage a student that's in mass communications to do what you're doing. And that is what we need for our alumni to do. So my call to action for you for this homecoming and beyond is to be all in, Eagles. I want you to pay your dues, of course, but find out how you can give back to our university in other ways as well.
Be all in. That is exactly what Tamika Nicole is doing. I am all in. Do you hear me?
Yes, you are. You are. And I tell you, your pride is truly amplified, and I love it, and I am so appreciative to you of your time and also of you allowing us to share your platform to get this message out.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You so much.
Thank you, and you're welcome. Share NCCU Alumni Association's website, contact information, and so forth, so we can make sure that everybody has it.
Absolutely. So you can find us on nccualumni.org. That's nccualumni.org. If you need any information, you want to know whether or not your membership is current, you want to know if your dues are current, just have questions about the association in general, you can reach us at info@nccualumni.org. So again, that email address is info@nccualumni.org. So we look forward to connecting with all of our Eagle alumni.
And if you are here in the Metro Atlanta area, you can still go through everything nccualumni.org. They will put you in place with your local chapter so you can get all your questions answered there as well. President Nikki Davis Green, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time, your leadership, and your dedication to our beloved NCCU and its alumni network. And on behalf of the Voice on the King, we salute you for your service.
Thank you so much. I salute you as well. And I can't wait to see you on the yard.
I look forward to it. Happy homecoming.
Happy homecoming.
To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer and proud NCCU class of 2007 alumna. Connect with me on Instagram @yourbeautyentertainer and catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. Remember, spread love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise. And for the purpose of this episode, let's be all in, Eagles. And until next time, stay beautiful, stay proud, and keep it locked on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.